Hi, beauty. I'm so grateful you were led to this podcast. I'm your host, Miranda.
Hi.
I'm a wife, coach, and mom to four world changers. And this is the Recalibrating Hearts podcast. It's my heart that in this space, you would encounter the love of the Father and receive downloads, revelations, and solutions for partnering with God in your breakthrough. You'll also hear how we're building our family, powerful prayers and declarations for you, and ways to incorporate natural solutions for whole health. I think it's time to normalize spiritual breakthrough and walk in freedom with whole hearts. Holy Spirit, you get full permission to recalibrate our hearts. Let's go. Hey, on this episode today, we're just going to get right into it. And I don't feel like there's even time to waste, but I want to tell you that I don't have my notes in front of me because I really want to speak from my heart on this. And again, you know, you're listening to this at your own leisure and your own power. You push play. I really honor that you're here to hear the hard conversations. Well, the good conversations, but the hard ones that some people won't fit into this category. Okay. And this category today is, I don't like my husband. Now what? Like, I don't like him. Now I can't tell you how many women get healed and set free and recover. And the lenses of their heart through which they see in the fragments, like they were seeing in fragrance and now they're seeing in whole. They were seeing through shards and now they're seeing clearer. And clearer is important, not like the clearest yet. But there's this thing that happens, and maybe you experience it, maybe you haven't, that you get freedom enough, and these my clients get free enough, and not all of them come to me and was like, yeah, I don't like my husband. But I think it's important to have this conversation, so we're going to have it, okay? Well, recently, and I'm also going to let you into a sneak peek of a conversation I recently told, shared with my client, because I'm really, really proud of my clients. Like, my private coaching clients, they just bring it to a whole nother level, okay? They know how to dig deep. They're not afraid to dig deep. And in previous episodes, I've shared what three steps to make, or what three steps my private clients are making in their walkout to freedom. And this comes up. And I have single clients, I have married clients. I don't like my husband. And I was like, okay, so the Holy Spirit was putting in my spirit, I don't like my husband, now what? Let's talk about this conversation nobody really is having. This is what I shared with my client, okay? And we're going to go into whatever the Holy Spirit wants to go to. Okay, you don't like your husband. I totally understand. Like, first of all, I meet people where they're at. You don't. You're valid that your feelings are telling you you don't like him. And also, goodness, you guys, that your husband could represent the pain that your father put you through, the abandonment, the neglect, the abuse, okay? On whatever scale he represented, you may or may not have attracted or married your husband that was like your father. Now, when there's an abusive father or a neglectful father, in whatever perception you see, whatever real truth happened in reality, that is a really, we are on like touchy subjects then. Okay. So my client's like, yeah, I'm so elated and like so humbled and so, I feel so powerful, but I don't like my husband. And she said, and I'm realizing he is more like my father than I realize. And in this case, she suffered molestation abuse. Oh, trigger warning. And also please, you know, you don't have to listen to this around children. There's a warning for you right now. I should have had that at the beginning. Sorry. And I was like, okay, so here's where you dig deep. Okay. So I said, client, you have a choice to make. And this is like, I'm aware my clients aren't going to go off. Like, we have a foundation set now in identity and purpose and passion and love for the Father that she's not going to up and divorce. But I also, we walk in freedom here, okay, in this world of walkout and spiritual breakthrough and coaching, where she has a choice, free will, to leave her husband or not. So my conversation went like this. This is where the real gets real and the crap, like this is where the real gets real and the crap hits the fan. Like, this is where you dig deep and you lean into the Father and you allow the Father to fill the gap that you're feeling. You allow, first of all, you're powerful enough to not let your feelings tell you how you feel. It sounds really weird, but the feelings dictate. So I'm going to be careful and split hairs here. The feelings feel real. So let's validate those feelings. You don't like them. Great. not sure how much you deeply love yourself yet, right? If we were really be honest, and I do ask my clients to be very raw, vulnerably honest, raw, like real and like, right, true, and accountability, like all that. And I was like, okay, you probably don't love yourself. But again, I don't tell my clients what they feel. Goodness. But I validate this is true. And I remember this, actually. I remember being like, Lord, I'm changing and growing and healing. And he's over there milking it. He's over there doing this. Because if we have these real conversations, freedom happens. Not like I'm justified in that. And not, you guys, not like I'm right that he's milking it. I didn't realize at the time, switching to me, that the Lord was definitely working behind the scenes. The Lord was also waiting for me to stop biting at him, cutting at him, disrespecting him, right? Hands raised, right? If you feel me, holler if you hear me. He was waiting for me to zip it and pray. To zip it and pray. Let's go back to my client. This is where the rubber meets road. This is where we lean in and we bring all that empowerment and that powerfulness and healing to where it really matters. Like, what are we going to do with the power now that we have it? Okay. Like lean in, someone lean in. You really need this. I could feel it. I almost want to bawl. Lean in. This is where we lean into the Lord. We have him fill the gap and we're like, Lord, what next? I might not like my husband right now, but let's go to a different level. Now, I was honest with my client, like always, right? If I can be, you know what I mean? As much as I can be. And I'm like, yeah, this is where some wives divorce. Like other coaches will be like, better off without him if he can't cut it, if he can't hack it. I'm not a marriage counselor, therapist, so I'm not even going there. But this is where women are like, I need my freedom. And I totally get the feeling. But what are we creating in our life, right? So I'm asking my client, like, what is your goal? Like, is it your priority connection with him? Is it to have, right? Or is it to be single? So, right, there's another one for somebody. Like, what's your goal? And you're like, what are your goals, your values, your morals, all that? Like, all that. So, with my client, we were really, it's like this is where the healing even comes more. Can you feel it? Can you feel when you push in even more past the lies? There's a few things happening here. The lies of the enemy. Really, though, self-protection to a point. And then through that, she's like, but he reminds me of my dad. And that was a pain point for her. And I was like, I know. I understand. I totally understand. This is where really the more healing happens, the deep healings, the deep healing. Let's go into it, okay? So what is behind I don't like him? What is your heart really trying to say? So for me in the earlier years of my marriage, and remember, I'm previously divorced. And so when the going got really rough, and this is a really like harsh way to say this, but I want to just paint the picture. When the going got really rough, I knew to escape. Like I just escaped in books, romance novels, TV, all, even if it was Yay, Food Network and stuff back then. Like I finally think of like how God covered me in that, but like I escaped. And when it was time to leave my husband, I was like, I'm out. Now, I didn't get healing, as much healing at all, before my second marriage. So even if it was 8-10 years in between, or 8, however many years in between, I didn't get the healing I needed. So when the going got rough in this current marriage in the very beginning, I was like, oh, okay. Escape plan needs to start happening. All right. And so I was like, okay, this is not working out. And already I started checking out. Like I wasn't all in. Beloved, if one of the coping mechanisms is escapism or fantasy, the grass is greener, any of that, you aren't 100% in. How can things work out that way? Or they will for a time. And then when it like really like the juice gets squeezed, the lemon gets squeezed, you're gonna be like, yeah, you aren't good for me. Like you aren't, listen, it wasn't, I'll put it off my client and on me now. It wasn't, I didn't like my husband. My feelings said, you don't like him. He's not right. And the enemy is all more than happy to give all the thoughts of hatred and unloving and ooh, all the things and escape it, all the things. And I was like, yeah, I don't. And I had this conversation in bed with my husband one night after another complaining session of just, I think I even took a walk with him and complained the whole time. And I couldn't see what I couldn't see, didn't know what I didn't know. And it was so, like, I'm getting, like, emotional. It was so powerful. I didn't like it at the time, BT dubs, but it was so powerful for him to be like, I can see that nothing I do or say is going to make you happy. So feel free to look somewhere else. I release you. I can see that you're trying to sabotage our marriage. And I was like, it pulled me up short. I was like, what? And we're in bed in the dark, right? Quiet. I already got done raking on him, complaining about my dad, complaining about the situation, complaining. Now, this is subconscious self-sabotage, subconscious sabotage. Like, nobody can put up with that. Nobody should have to. It's okay to feel your feelings. Like, hear me on a really, really, let's hear us on mature, with mature ears. All the time, that's not okay. Okay? Getting feelings out, having respectful conversations even, you know, whatever, feel your feels, great. But he was like, so you're obviously looking for something else than I can offer you, and I release you. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Now, this is somebody in, so this is what happened. I'm in bed, I'm weeping, but I, for a second, I was like, what? And I'm like crying, and I felt Holy Spirit go like, push deeper. And I was like, yeah, I hate this. I hate this. And I felt like Holy Spirit's like, deeper. And I was like, all right, heart, is what he's saying true? Actually, to a point it is. Why? And he stayed in bed, because in the past there was other things that, like, you get up or rejection or anything, you know, it's just hard. It's hard being married sometimes with people that are, right, not fully healed, immature, and healed, like part child, parts healed. And he stayed, and he's like, I'll love you no matter what, but I can see I can't do this. Like, I can't make you happy. And it wasn't the best situations. Like, I, from an earthly outside standpoint, it was, like, it was worth owie. There was owies in my life. Owies. Like, not cool, right? Facing childhood pain. Facing my dad, who is really old. We had old patterns come up. Facing children. Okay, but, dude, the house and the temperature relies on me. And the Lord, I had that opportunity right there. Someone hear me now. Right there. I had the opportunity to be like, yeah, you're right. I'm out. I'm out. And a part, a teeny part was like, dude, you're right. The other part was like, I want to submit to the Father. And I heard Holy Spirit be like, push through. And as I listened, I heard like, you're going to push him away first so you don't get pain, like hurt and cut to the heart again. And I was like, I totally am. I totally am sabotaging this. And then I realized he stayed there. And I was like, you know what? This is the first time. And I got to eke out these words before I like passed out in exhaustion. I was like, this is the first time somebody, like a male, like, I guess, honor me enough. I don't know. I barely have words sometimes for things, right? Emotional, spiritual things. This is the first time a male, like, honor me enough, like, told me how it was, but stayed and didn't reject. And there's something to be said about that. So I didn't take it past that. All I knew was, yes, truth. I listened to truth. I was trying to self-sabotage. I was definitely in escape mode, probably since the beginning, right? So this would be about 8 years, about 2 years ago. And I had a decision to make. And as I leaned in, I had a choice to, like, hold on to the past. And not even between us yet. We still had roads to go, man. Me and my husband still had roads to go, dude. But I had a choice to let my feelings dictate the outcome of my life. To let, like, me, myself, and I is how I would end it up, right? Broken family, broken hearts of kids, me, myself, and I. But I had a choice to, like, lean in, listen to pain, give my pain a voice, and give it to the Lord. And boy, did I release it, and boy, did I bawl. Do you see, like, even sometimes right at that time, but I passed, I guess, the test, which is looking at it really crudely, but so it's not like the tests and tests and tests, but this is the way I see it right now, right? The only way I can describe it is I had a test or opportunity to do what I always did and go back into my same old, self-soothing, and with, even if it's not food, then it's escapism or books, not at the time, but I was very, like, my thoughts, my feelings rule, my feelings dictated, man. My feelings were my husband. Like, my feelings were more important than my husband. And my feelings were my God and my idol. And I bow down to them all the time at that altar. And he's like, wow. And I was like, whoa. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, he's going to let me go. And is this what I want? Not, he didn't threaten. This wasn't unhealthy. This was real, like, him, I can't take it anymore. So I lean in to say, and I share this to say that there are times in your walk out to healing. Was I working with a coach? Yep. Since 2017. Did I have somebody to bounce things off and blind spots and all the things, reflect things to me and work powerful stuff, powerful, powerful. But like my feelings really, I couldn't grow past where my feelings would let me unless I took charge of my feelings and I didn't listen, especially when the, you know, and I pushed past and all of a sudden was super, super honest and he was right. And as I leaned into that and released pain, and it was like, oh man, if somebody could just get this, I know I'm not ever trying to convince on here. If someone could get this, that sometimes the greatest pain becomes our biggest area of breakthrough. And the Lord uses pain for a purpose, not causes it. It is very, very powerful to get this. Because right then I seriously had a choice. Not that I looked to the future, how alone I'd be and miserable and just starting all over in same stinking patterns and with a different person. Well, A, I didn't even want that. But deep down, I told myself, I thought I wanted it. This is really important to hear. I don't like my husband. Now what? And I'm also not talking about the women are like, oh, I don't like him today. I don't like him. No, like real. You're getting healing. I was getting healing. I'm seeing through different fragments. Like, but my clients now... So I shared that story for a purpose. I've been through this and then some, many times. Conquered it, overcame by the grace of God. Fruit in my marriage, amen, okay? So when it comes to my clients, I don't like them. This is this. Okay, are you gonna hold on? Like they have a choice. Are you gonna push through, lean in and see what freedom is here? Or are you gonna bail and not bail in the wrong way? Sorry if you get upset with me. Like nothing, there's no solutions. You go around that mountain again in 10 years. We're saying this, needless to say, disclaimer, abusive relationships I don't condone. I never condone. And I'm a voice to the voices for that too. Okay. And I've worked with wives that are leaving. They're very abusive spouses. So there's that part. Now going back on the phone, and this was a rare phone conversation. I don't like my husband. Now what? Because I have offered Voxer coaching. This just happened to be a health and wellness consult that turned into that and all that. And she was like, yeah, I know. I see it though. I see it. So she's starting to see. Okay. She's starting to see, oh my goodness, I married my dad. Oh my goodness. This triggers me. This triggers me. And this triggers me. And I'm like, and what are you going to do? And she's like, I'm going to see what God has for me. Okay. So the next call, we're going in deep. We're going there. We're seeing. And all of a sudden she's like, okay, I don't like my husband at this time, but I know God has more for me in my marriage, and I'm going to lean into him, and I'm going to see what he has to say about, for me even. I'm like, do you fully love yourself? Can you fully honor yourself? Can you fully accept yourself? She's like, no. I'm like, are you willing to focus on you and work on you and pray for him, your husband, and then possibly start dialoguing if he wants to do a devotional or whatnot? And she's like, yes. And I'm so proud of my client. I'm so proud of my clients that choose not to give in to their feelings. But I don't care. I hold space as a coach as long as they need. And as long as the Lord needs and Holy Spirit needs to work. Because the grass isn't greener, number one. The grass is not greener. And number two, like we take us into the next relationship. All right, let's shift to, can we trust our feelings when we're healing? Can we trust our feelings? I don't know, guys. Feelings are a temperature, and they ruled me for most of my life. I don't know if I switched that out to truth. It's really hard to, verbalize it, this part, but I believe that my feelings, like, were in charge long enough, and then I understood to put them in place. I can't always trust them, no matter what I told myself. Man, what we say to ourselves and how we talk to ourselves is important. But let's shift for a sec on in what was mirror to you in your mom and dad. And I'm going to finish up here shortly. What was mirrored to you in with your mom and dad? Like, I remember what was mirrored to me. God bless my parents. But mom was always irritated. Mom was always self-conscious. Mom was always like, pulling away. Look in your marriage and see, for those that are healing, getting this freedom and breakthrough, and it's like, I don't like you. It's a heart issue. Let's lean into how are we managing our heart. I could have made this a 5-minute podcast. Word. I could have made it. I'm awesome. How are you managing your heart, right? But, you know, I love telling stories. So there's that. Thanks for hanging in there. And there's always one speed, two speed. You know how it is. But when it comes to your heart, how are you managing that? I already shared. Check in with yourself. How do you temperature? Do you love yourself? Is there unloving? Is there self-hatred? Is there bitterness? Come on now. Is there unforgiveness? All the things this podcast has equipped you for, go back and look, getting free of that, getting free of the series, Freedom Series is what I'm trying to say. Is there bitterness? God, self, and others, broken trust. Listen, there's plenty of areas to work while your feelings hang out in, I don't like my husband land. Lean into, what does God have for me? Use that gap of, I don't like him, Lord. Bring it to the Father. My coach once, I was like, Here's the real. Doesn't matter if anyone else does this. I'm okay with this. It's not my proudest moment, any of my proudest moments, but I want you to get free. So about a year ago or so, there was this pattern. Like, holy on the outside. I love myself, by the way. But holy on the outside, you know, breakthrough with my coach. I mean, we're talking fruit in my life. And on the inside, oh, the subconscious chatter that sometimes I didn't catch because I didn't care to and didn't want to and did not want to take responsibility for. Almost like when you, I don't know, sneak donuts. I don't even know how to describe it because it's just come up right now and I want to go with it. But like subconscious chatter that I was like letting go, compromising, right? And I was just, I would like under my breath inside swear at my husband and then I would be like, I hate you. I hate you. Like, you little, and I was just like, okay. And then I forget about it, move on. Because I got that rush, right? That feeling that I got that, whatever, release, I guess, emotional. Okay, this wasn't about my husband. No, this was bitterness towards men. This was bitterness towards my father. This was me thinking I was powerless and felt trapped. Now, think about the difference. Was it really reality? Okay, so I go to my coach. And this is the power of coaching, where I can go to my coach and be super transparent and very, because I want healing. Like I want healing and freedom, man. I hate the enemy and I know what he does now. I don't focus on the enemy. I'm saying there's been a heyday of hell in my life, like multiple traumas, you name it. And once you you get out of that, God brought my feet out of my earth clay, set my feet on solid rock. Like he took me from the depths of the depths, y'all. The depths of the depths. And when you get to the place where he's like, I want to heal you. I want to set you free. You're in a voice, the voiceless, your powerful weapon to the kingdom of darkness. I'm like, I'm here for that, Lord. But he wants to clean up all of it and prune all of it. That's not me. And I went to my coach and I was like, I'm here to meet God. I want to align with heaven in my marriage and whatever. But she's like, bring it to Jesus. She didn't say, put it away, hide it. She didn't do that, dude. God doesn't do that. He says, bring it to me. Because at least it's going to be doing something. Like I can trade it, right? She's like, bring your frustrations to Jesus. And I was like, I can do that. So here's religion in the church. And not the whole church, guys. It's okay. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Not the whole church. I'm talking about how I was raised and brought up and stuff your feelings. You don't feel that way. This is how you feel. Fear is be totally can't get hurt. Can't go towards anything. I digress. She's like, bring it to Jesus. And here's what I started doing. I took control. I like managed my mind and started managing my heart and got into the pain. What is beneath my I don't like and all my profanity, swearing and all that underneath? And I really took a good look at it, dude. From a curious standpoint, I backed up and I was like, dude, what's up with me? What's going on, Miranda? And so whenever I got angry and he didn't do something I liked or something like that, it wasn't horrible. But I was like giving myself that out. I was like, okay, Lord, I don't like this right now. Like, and it gave me like support where I didn't feel supported, and it caused me to lean in and go, yeah, I'm just like super sad. I'm super sad about not having things go the way I thought they should go in my life. I'm super sad. Like, lean in. You can be amazed at the freedom. I want to land this plane and close this up, because it went from, I don't like my husband, now what, to being really raw and transparent in your feelings. And I wanted to share that. So let's just say this, a truth deficiency of my identity and my design. Can we take it that way? A truth deficiency of my identity designed how truly loved I was as a daughter, and my position as a daughter, which, by the way, has been under attack since I was in a womb, just like you guys, under attack. Not we're victims to it, but we were born into a war. We need to wake up to that and equip ourselves to overcome. But it was an attack and a truth deficiency on the love that the Father had for me, how truly loved I was, my position as a daughter, and my original design. And the more I brought it to the Father, and I was like, the more it kind of like the Father could heal, the more Jesus could be like, hold me in it. And then one thing happened before I closed. I'm in my bedroom and something happened where, like, I, you know, in all earthly rights, I had a right to be like, you beep, right? And in under my breath again. But this time I was like, peace. I like took a deep breath. I walked back into my bedroom, started folding laundry. It's like, Lord, you deal. Like, you deal, man. Like, you don't sick God on people. But I was like, you deal with my husband. I give you him. I give you my pain. I give you this. I give you. I just, instead of being like, beep, underneath my breath, I was like, I give it to you. I give it to you. I just didn't even repeat. I give it to you. I give it to you. I lay it down. Thank you, Lord. Started worshiping laundry. 2 minutes. Never. This has not happened. This still continues to happen now. But within 2 to 5 minutes, my husband comes back and is like, man, I didn't mean to talk to you that way. Like, who fought for me? The Lord did. Who's fighting for you? The Lord is. Beloved, if you let him fight your battles, if you let him, victory is the Lord's. Victory is mine, says the Lord. Vindication is mine. And I pray from what you hear today that you understand you can be powerful in not letting your feelings rule you, letting your feelings tell you you don't like your husband, letting him then heal, God heal your heart enough for you can see through the healed lenses who this man is that God, like, you chose, take responsibility for, and God gave you. And asking him for a vision, finally, we're landing this here, a vision for your marriage, how to pray for your husband, bring godly people in his path, bring mentors in his path, bring coaches. Won't he do it? Won't he do it, you guys? Won't he do it? Gosh, I pray that this blessed you. This is all over the place, you know, less than 30 minutes. And it feels like I went on trails, but I really trust the Holy Spirit's going to use this. I'd love feedback. Can you share, like, comment? Can you do all the things to help more people hear about spiritual inner healing through spiritual growth? I'm a breakthrough coach. I'm a wife. I love helping people and being a weapon against the kingdom of darkness without that being my focus. I'm here to help. MirandaWendler.com/coaching to find out more if you want to coach or not, and see if we're a good fit. God bless you guys. Have a great day.